Hi.
Hi.
Oh, you're on that thing now.
Yep.
He's got more devices and Maybelline's got men. Anyway, sorry.
Hey, hey,
you said he gone. Did you mean Valiant or the guy who left the channel?
No, Valiant. We're still talking and whatever. It's just he... they've been busy in the summer, as far as that goes. But no, I'm talking about back in March, the deal that went down and all that. Yeah, I don't know how much you heard, but yeah.
Well, I thought it was all recent, because I had just heard about it about...
No, no.
A month ago, maybe not even, a few weeks
Oh,
ago.
No, no, this happened way back in, hell, March?
Oh, well, shit, I got my dates all messed up, because I thought that it had happened more recent, you know what I mean?
It wasn't a thing like what happened with, you know, other people over the year, like the Dane stuff or the deal that happened with
us,
none
of
that.
Any of that bullshit.
Years ago.
Yeah,
no, I mean, it wasn't hardcore. It was just stupid shit. Or basically, to break it down in a nutshell, basically, I was, to make it simple, I was getting kept up every night. He would not go to bed. He would not quit. And I couldn't get him to go to bed and stop talking. And I'd be up to like 6, 7 in the morning. This is just a real basic breakdown, you know. So then,
sure.
I couldn't do nothing with Dad. I would go to sleep just standing
then
up almost
pissed
and fall
off at you all the time.
And Dad was all mad at me. He's like, "You fall asleep, get us killed or something, or you'd help me back something in the barn. You fall asleep with your foot on the friggin' gas or something, you know, or whatever." And Dad was mad. I get it. I was too. And then I almost ran my dad over. We were doing leaves, and I fell asleep with my foot on the brake, and it started rolling back. And I almost did run him over. And man, that was scary. That was last fall. This has been going on for a few months. And then when it all happened in March. Huh?
Who?
My dad.
No, who wouldn't want to go to sleep?
Valiant.
Him, just, Adriana.
Valiant. No, Valiant.
Valiant.
He kept,
Valiant.
Yeah, Valiant kept
me
up every night. And then out of nowhere, he disappeared. This is later on. This isn't like, what, March, April, something like that. Then he just kind of went away for like 2 months. And I quit talking to the girls on Telegram and Threema because I couldn't talk to them without falling asleep. And now they don't come back talking to me, and I kept trying to come back. And, well, now that Valiant goes to bed early, like at 11 o'clock. Now that they're gone, he comes back early. Goes to bed early. I'm listening to a big engine running outside here and got distracted. But then now he goes to bed early. So it's like, man, it's a big cluster. So, yeah, that all's going on. So I quit using Telegram. There's no point. Nobody talks on it. So I left. I mean, I just got it signed in so I don't lose my account. It's the only thing I do with it.
Right. That way, if you ever need it again, I mean, you got it.
If I ever get nobody, you know, somebody to talk to again, then yeah. And then.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep, Music Lover and her both left, and I don't know. Like, I'm just stunned. And, yeah, that's probably what... Yeah, I don't know. And so they type to me. They'll still type to me in friggin' text messages, and I hate that. I don't want to type and type and type. I like to talk, you know?
That's the thing, yeah. If you just want to ask me a short question, I can do text.
Oh, I can too. Yep, same here. But I want to talk. Dang it.
Yeah,
me too. I'm a blabber, you know, you are too. Same thing. Yep.
Oh, God, yeah. I'll get the hell. Me and you've done it. We get together and we talk for, I mean, look what we're doing now.
Yep. Ain't no problem either. Just going on and on and on about stuff, whatever.
Well, the thing is, I didn't mean to keep you from the recording. Alex had just mentioned you were up here, and I'm like, I've got to go say hey to him while I've got the chance, while I know where he's at. I got it.
He just constantly, and man, look, I don't mind the guy at all, but man, okay.
No,
he constantly keeps.
Weird one, boy.
He is, and he keeps coming to me constantly, Forza this, Forza that. And I'm like, okay. Thing is with Forza, I like the concept of it, absolutely. But what bothers me is I have newer stuff than everybody else that I know, and it's not high-end. It's an i3 desktop processor. I don't know if you've ever looked at this thing.
Yeah, it's it can't run it. It can't.
And it's Forza, got 4.1 gigahertz, 50-watt processor, quad-core. It's decent specs.
Yeah.
16 gig of RAM. I mean, I could put 32 in it, naturally, or more, whatever. What?
I have a question. Who's that talking to you? Not
I'm Joseph.
Why don't you ask him? Oh, no. Oh, no.
Me. Maybe I know you, maybe I don't. Hell, I might have seen you along the line somewhere. To be honest, I've talked to so many different people over the years, I can't remember everybody.
Yeah, I can't either.
Don't ask me to try, it'll never work.
Ashley Wells, or Ash, they call me.
Yeah, I know you. That's where I've heard you before. I know you.
You know a few Ashleys.
I know Ashley Wells, yeah.
You know Ashley Jackson, too. Yeah.
Oh, God. Hey, the last I heard, now this might have changed. The last I heard, she was with Will Walsh.
Yes, sir.
I don't know if that's still a thing. Not that I care, to be honest.
Yeah, it is.
Rally?
I got some news.
Oh?
Oh?
We both got the same news.
Radio station that I used to work for, but not anymore, because something about copyright, something. You, Adriano, can you help me explain?
It crapped an absolute blue streak. How's that?
Oh, no.
They got in some trouble.
Okay.
Yeah, you got all it. Right. Now, why did I say it crapped the blue streak? Well, that kind of was the name of the station. But anyway, I mean,
Blue Streak Radio is now Brown Streak Shit.
You got it. You want something to relax you.
Can I ask you something?
Yeah.
What do you want out of your high? Do you want like a relax, let's just kind of chill out and hang out? Or do you want a, holy fuck, I want to be productive and really focus on things high? Because that matters.
No, it matters. No,
things.
I want to be relaxed. That's my biggest problem. Man, I need to just, because my nerves go through the roof. Like, I got anxiety central a lot of times. The way things get around here.
You just need something to, like, go, ah.
Life ain't so bad after all. Oh, my God. Things have been so rough, but this feels so good. That kind of thing. Okay. Yeah.
So, you will need anything with an indica. So, you've never had weed before, right?
This never.
Will be your first time. Okay. Yep. So what I recommend you do, start on the lower strain. Like, get like a 10, get like a 10 or a 20 milligram pack of gummies, where it's 10 or 20 milligrams in each gummy, in each edible.
So you just eat one of them?
And you just eat one of them. See how that makes you feel. But now wait an hour. Wait 45 minutes to an hour.
Before you try another one.
Before you try another one, because it's got to enter your bloodstream.
It won't near like knock.
It's got to digest.
It can't knock you out or anything bad. Like, it won't make you like go into seizures,
I mean,
or something.
If you, fit. Let's just say you ate a 100 milligram one.
Then
because
maybe
you're not used to it. You don't
sure.
have a tolerance.
Yep.
Then yeah, it may put you on your ass.
Yeah.
Because you're just not used to it.
Yep.
And you don't want that for your first high. You don't want your first high to be nervous, because then you don't, you know, you won't want to do it again.
Yeah. Yep. Scare the crap out of you.
Yeah, it scared the shit out of you. So just
literally.
Have just a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, like a 10 milligram edible. And then if you feel like you need more, like if you're eating two or three a night, then the next time you go to the dispensary next month or whatever, whenever you get money or whatever.
Yeah.
Get.
How expensive is it? Like if you do them. Like
depends
gummies,
on
you know?
What you get. Anywhere from like 20 to 60 bucks, depending on how many you get and the milligram, the potency, and all that stuff. So it's not
Is
too
it pretty
bad.
Safe if you go to the dispensary? Like, you don't have to worry about them slipping, like, fentanyl or something bad into
no,
stock
no,
your cold,
no.
cold
they,
heart?
They will not. So that is street-level weed. So street weed is me coming up to you and saying, all right, Mr. Wildcat, I want an ounce of weed. Sell me an ounce of weed.
Yeah.
You know, that's what street weed is. Yeah, dispensary, it's safe and regulated. And, you know,
oh, it
laid.
Is?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. You wouldn't worry about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, go in there. And the process is simple. You just go in there. They'll ask for your ID just to make sure you're over 21.
Yeah.
They have to for legality.
Yep. Tell them
but,
what
I mean,
you're
you've obviously
for.
Shown your ID before. That ain't nothing you
yeah.
done. You just yeah. show it. They'll let you in. And then you just tell them what you want. And ask them questions. I mean, a lot of those people, they want to help people get into it, or, you know, they're around it every day. I mean, you know, that's
what they do
for a living.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So.
Well, tell them what's going on. Like, give them an idea and tell them what
yeah,
happens to
me. Just
do
what you
yeah.
did with me. Just be like, yeah. I'm nervous all the time. I want something
like, when I
out.
Do something different. Like, right now, this unknown, man. Knowing what's going on, the way the uncertainty unknown is about everything right now. Everything's so hectic around here. Man,
look
I could
you
just.
You hate it.
Oh, I hate it, man. My mind is just flat out. Like, I can't relax. I'm just going, yang. It's nervous, you know, nonstop.
Have y'all even done anything this summer? Y'all been to the
nothing
lake
fun? No, hell, we only got the one car show. We only got, I mean, anything from, man, Dad's had a lawnmower frenzy this summer. The first lawnmower we burned up, like, the one with the Honda engine on it, it caught fire.
Dizzy
and was
Lizzie,
flaming.
Y'all burn it up finally?
Oh, Dizzy Lizzy, it's done for, in the scrapyard. It caught fire. Dad was driving one day, and it just shut off. And I went out to see. It just went lean and quit. And I went out to see what was going on. Dad said, the thing's on fire. The son of a bitch is burning up. I said, well, ain't you going to try to do anything about it? And he's like, no. Hell no. There's flames 3 feet in the air. He's like, I'm lucky I got off it in time.
Yeah, he's lucky he got away.
And
I just the lawnmower.
I just filled it up with gas, and it was gas fed. Like Dad said, it was all fire. It was all flames.
That's the thing. And being close to the house, you don't want it to fucking get
no,
out
No, he was way out in the... No, he was way out to the west of the house, luckily. Thank God. Way out by the road.
Thank God. Because if he was close to that fucking house, you could have caught
exactly.
that house on fire. And
that's
then,
what
then
he said.
What did you would have done? Then you fucked.
And, like, you know, and that really bothered me. So we had to go home and get his lawnmower. Then we'd bring it up. Just brought it up here, put the blade... Engaged the blade and the belt flipped off the pulley. Back pulley.
Oh, fucking beautiful. When it rains,
so I got under.
Pours, yeah.
I put it on there again, and I got in a hurry, and it was twisted one time, and I didn't know it. Well, he cut the yard with it once, and then the belt snapped. So then we had to get another belt
because
it was my fault. So that happened. Then he went to wash the lawnmower off because he's afraid of it'll catch fire, you know. Now he's thinking, man, maybe I did something wrong, or you know, whatever. So he washed it off, and then the blade wouldn't engage anymore. The electric PTO quit working completely, and it fried the whole module that runs everything. It fried the whole module.
Oh,
so that was
shit.
$400 and some to get a new one put in.
Great.
Got that Great. Done. Now we come back up again and come back to get it, blah, blah, blah. Then we're cutting along again. Dad used it again because then we went and got a new more in the process. Cost $5,000. We went nice and got a nice second mile ZPR.
Hey, if you're
going to
do it, might as well fucking
yep,
do it
that's
right
what we did.
And be done with it.
I don't like the way it runs. It's loud. It idles 100 mile an hour for emission reasons.
The newer, I don't like them
yep,
either.
I don't either.
Unfortunately, though, they're that way. I don't like our Kubota's the same way. I'll record it for you. It's the same
yep,
fucking
oh, yeah. I bet it is.
The same way.
So that happened, and I'm like, whatever. It is what it is. I like the Honda, man. It was awesome. It really was.
Oh, it was a beautiful lawnmower.
It was. And then got it. Pretty happy with it. Whatever. It cuts really good. It ought to for $5,000. And we got done with that, cutting a couple times, and then I bought Dad a lawn aerator. And you pull it behind. It's got these big old tangs that go into the ground and make
oh,
your
yeah.
grass grow like
poke
crazy.
Poke little holes in the grass. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
yeah. Well, Dad was backing up. He didn't realize he could cut it off too short, backing up. And he cut a big slice all the way around the tire and bent the bar on the lawn aerator, the whole nine yards.
Oh, beautiful.
So now we take the tire off and we're going to take it in and get a tube put in it, try to save the tire at least.
Sure.
And the guy's like, we don't work on lawnmower tires. So we had to go back to Balls where we bought it, and they didn't even know what more we bought. They didn't know anything, blah, blah, blah.
Look
we just
it up
bought
on
it
the
from...
fucking computer.
Exactly.
You mean to tell me in 2024 you can't look that shit up? Do your fucking job, people.
Exactly.
I'm sorry, but nothing pisses me off more than when people don't do their job.
Sir, we can't tell you which... We don't know which more you bought, blah, blah. So Dad had to go out, give him the model numbers, all this and that. He was fuming. He was just like you know, same thing. He just like... Seriously, really, man? How the hell can't you not?
I mean,
know?
I can
okay.
see if it was 1985, but it's 2024. It's on
four.
The motherfucking computer. Pull
I
it
know.
Up.
And we bought it 3 months ago, man. Like, what the
They got hell? That shit in records, Adriano. They gotta just pull
I know.
It up.
So that happened. They wanted $75 to mount the tire. Labor.
God!
Not counting $189 for the tire. So it ended up being $249 with tax and everything.
Yeah, it's going to be over
$200.
For and one tax.
Yep,
one
that's
time.
What I mean. It's $250 out
time.
The door. For a tire. I mean, you could put... Man, I remember back in the day, you could get some
you
really nice
truck
tires.
You could put four on a fucking lawnmower
Car.
For that. And
yeah.
change a fucking oil.
I know. $250.
Prices
literally.
Have got to go down, dude. I don't
oh,
know what
insane.
We're going to do if I don't. I mean, people
gotta get old Trump back in there,
like
boys.
Yeah.
I know.
Oh, we got to get, and we got that fucking Kamala Harris bitch. She don't need to win. I can't stand her gut. I hate her gut.
Oh, ain't she a nice girl?
Like, no, you want to date her. We know you want her in your bed.
Well, we'll give her to Preston.
A good time, okay?
I'm getting another
give
phone
what?
Call. What the?
Give me what?
Oh, hi.
I've got to tell you something, Adriano.
By the way, Adriano, I found something.
Okay, what? Hi. Well, you both Hi. Got something. What something?
Yes. Yeah, go
what
ahead.
About, yeah.
So,
you go first.
My Apex doesn't work anymore.
I wondered when that was going to happen.
What doesn't work anymore?
The old Apex. Braille Note Apex. You remember them things?
Oh, about the only thing they're good for anyways, me put Tannerite
right
in and
doing...
shoot some.
Yeah! An M80. Or an M80. There you go.
Hey! Now we're getting fun. Alright.
Not.
Cool.
I can't stand a lot of them underpowered things.
Cord.
They're so underpowered and so overpriced. I can't.
They are. And they...
I think it's the cord.
They run like what? Hell. You pay That's... fucking twice the price of a new computer for the son of a bitch and it don't even run
I
good.
Think it's the cord. So, they Kayla, actually, Kevin suggested a SD card reader to you. Like,
well,
to plug up to my phone and then get stuff off SD cards.
Yep. You gotta make sure they're formatted right. because the phone will only work with XFAT and FAT32. Don't forget and use NTFS.
I think that Apex, that Apex should work with FAT32.
It's just FAT32.
Yeah, it's pretty common.
They're proprietary cords.
What the fuck is that noise?
Not coming on.
It's a Preston.
Period.
Well, he didn't
turn it all
the way.
The Apex isn't coming on.
No, he didn't.
Period.
There's no compression.
He has no, well.
Yeah. No, the reason that the you can't get another cord for it that easy because it's a proprietary cord. Naturally, these windy devices are a proprietary cord, and you can't get them.
Well, it's the barrel. The voltage wouldn't be hard. You can
I hope not.
That's true.
I mean, it ain't a cell phone battery.
The problem is, it's going to be that barrel.
The barrel plug.
You know, getting the
polarity for the barrel plug.
The voltage shouldn't be a problem. That should just convert. I mean, that should just be a standard, like, laptop charger, really. Adriano's right. That fucking, the polarity's gonna be a problem.
Yep, that's the problem. Yep. I mean, good luck finding one. I mean, unless you knew somebody else that has one, they're pretty much up the creek, you know?
Yeah, I mean, you might be able to find one if you hunt around, like on blind ads and some of these blind mailing lists or something. You might be able to find something.
I got it.
You'll have to use it.
My phone.
Yeah. See, I never would use a phone for that kind of stuff. I'm computer all the way. I just can't. I can't use phones for.
I can't
do it either.
I can't. Now, when I'm out and about, like in the car, riding down the road or something, I'll listen to music on my phone or recordings or text or whatever, because I got no choice really. But when I'm at home.
Oh, yeah.
Man, I don't touch my fucking phone hardly.
I don't hardly either.
Now, if somebody texts me and I don't have. If I have my watch on, which most of the time I do, I just respond to the fucking watch, call it.
Same here, yep. Same here.
But. When I don't have my watch on and somebody texts me, I'll respond to it from my phone. Of course.
That's about it.
But that's about it. I don't use it all the time. Number one, I want it to last. And if you use it every day, it's putting unnecessary wear on it.
Yeah.
When I have a fucking desktop computer right here beside
me. Well, really? Yep. That's me too.
Now, I do use my iPad a lot. I use it at nights, like put YouTube or something on. Because I like to sleep with background. I have to sleep with something.
Oh, you do? Or what do you do? Like, you get thinking in your brain? Like, you get messed up?
I do. If I lay there, because if I lay there in silence, that's when I start pondering over past shit or just thinking, oh, what? And I know it's stupid. I know I can't change it, but I just cannot turn it off.
That's exactly what I go through.
Yep.
So, I go through the same thing.
That's why I do weed, Adriano. If you wonder why I smoke,
and that's why Preston gets phone calls. Like,
shut up!
In fact, I had just a little bit earlier. Not really a lot, because I don't want to be, like, stoned during the day.
Yeah.
But I vape just a little bit of it, just enough to relax. Now, this vape here that I have, that you'll probably hear me hit in just a second.
Yeah, you can hear it. What are you doing, Dad?
So that's like smoking a cigarette. It's through a
what
vape.
What do you got?
But it's like
what do you got? Okay. How often do you do it? Like, how much do you do of it? Is it a lot, or do you need much?
Not
or?
A lot. This juice is strawberry flavor. So it's a strawberry flavor. So it's like
I miss the days when people knew what a by God cigarette was. That's what we always say around here, you know?
Oh, I've like smoked a cigarette.
Oh yeah. Absolutely. To me, that's where it's at. I mean, yeah, I like to. Huh?
Have you ever smoked a cigarette before, AJ? Or fuck?
No, but I sure know what it is. By God, mine and Dad both did. Dad
you ever
did
held one? Oh yeah, you've held.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I know how cigarette lighters work. I've changed flints in them. Absolutely. Grew up around it. Mine did Pall Mall and Dad did Camel.
You've smelled them before too.
Heck yeah! Grew up around them. Oh yeah, I love cigarettes. Absolutely. I don't like the I call it sissy stuff today. I just don't. I don't know. Like in the house, I'd do what you're talking about. Like the if I was going to be in a house, I don't like
cigarettes. Yeah, well, that's why I'm doing it, because I'm in my house right now.
Yep. Like, I'd want a
cigarette. For example, we just moved into this house May 12th.
Yeah.
You know, you remember I told you.
Yeah.
I'm not going to smoke a cigarette in a brand new house. Stinking to hell no.
No,
they'd fucking kill me if I did that. But
oh, yeah.
Like, they don't, like, they know I do weed. They know I vape the weed. They're just like, my dad don't care. He's like, look, you're a grown-ass man. I'm not going to stop you. He said, the only thing I ask is if you're going to smoke when it involves a lighter, go outside if you're going to do that.
Yep.
And, I, you know, that's fair. I can respect that.
She gone.
She gone.
I sent her packing. Rally.
It's the people that I, that you know, try to, now you shouldn't do that because blah, 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 blah. It's like, don't tell me what to do. If you want to say your opinion and, hey, I wouldn't do that, that's fine. That's your opinion. Yeah.
I miss the days when you could walk in a gas station, man, you'd smell cigarette smoke. I miss the days when you'd go in bars and people smoked, and man, it was cool.
People are too much. I'm sorry, and I'm just going to be straight up. If it offends anybody too damn bad, people are such pussies and won't let it happen nowadays.
That's the thing. That's the whole thing of it, you know? It's a shame.
It is. You know, I mean, that's what people did. But,
man, I probably got to get going. We're going to go through the mail and crap, and I got to pay bills and that, I imagine. But, yeah, that's been fun hanging out up here.
It's been fun, but, Adriano, my number hasn't changed. If you want to ask
I do iMessage or FaceTime. Okay, the reason I don't do phones, and I don't mind giving the number or whatever, but my phone don't ring half the time. It's got one bar of AT&T at home, and you're like, well, you probably think, well, just use Wi-Fi calling, right? Well, I set up Wi-Fi calling. And this stupid iPhone decides when it wants to use it and when it doesn't. And it still doesn't ring.
Because it don't always use it.
Oh, I know why. Because the way Apple does Wi-Fi calling is stupid. So I'll explain.
It is.
What it does is if it has a certain amount of cell signal, so if it gets two bars for a second or even three,
a little bit.
It'll switch to cell. And if it fluctuates back to one, it's going. So it's just constantly going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth.
That's exactly what I'm... Yep. And I got one and two bars. That's what I'm talking about. Yep.
Typical Apple bullshit.
So that's why I just say dedicated wildcat man at iCloud.com. That's the easiest way. Because it'll use Wi-Fi then. My God.
Well, I'll do it. And if you have any questions about the weed or if it's something you see, feel free to ask, man. Like, I don't mind helping you. I do it.
So. Yep, you do it. Moose does. He knows.
Yeah, Moose does it. He knows. Yep. Me and him both, me and him have gotten high plenty of times together.
Out.
We've done it.
Now, could you quit it like right off, like could you quit right now and never do it again and it wouldn't screw you up bad?
Yeah. I could, and I've done it. So, what I do with weed is I'll do weed consistently every night for like 2 or 3 weeks and then I'll stop for a week. I'll just quit cold turkey for a week.
Why?
Won't hit a vape. To do it, so that way I don't become reliant. I don't become an asshole if I don't have it.
How weird do you get when you quit?
Like, I don't want to be that person that treats everybody like shit because I don't have something. That, you know,
right. No. What does it do to you? Are you pretty much just like you always were, or do you get all
pretty
screwed up?
Pretty much the same. Yeah. When I'm high, I'm a little quieter, if you can believe that. I know it's hard to imagine Joseph quiet, but...
Really? No.
Try and imagine that. I'm a little quieter and just a little more mellow. Like, you could fucking rip me a new one, and I'd probably just laugh
whatever.
At you. I don't care.
Okay.
I don't care. You could say,
like
Joseph,
that.
You're a piece of fucking shit, and I hope you die, you stupid fuck. And I'd just... Okay.
You'd be like, okay. Like that.
Yeah, like
that's about
care.
It. Nope.
Whatever.
When it wore off, now it's a different story, but no, not then. Exactly.
Yeah, if it wore off, not then. I not even care. Do whatever.
And now that'd be one way you could race a Preston and actually put up with racing him. You know, that's a good idea, too.
I actually do a little bit. I mean, I'm not saying great, but I do a little better at top speed when I'm high. Because when I'm high, focus more on
things. Yep.
It makes me be able to focus more, and my focus doesn't get altered, changed.
You go on the ham radio when you do it much, or did people care, or no? Could you go on there?
I could go on there. It depends on how much I've had. If I've had just a little bit, it's no different drinking a beer. You just got a buzz. You know, people drive if they've had one beer. You know, if I've had just a little bit, Oh, hell yeah. Like, I've had a little bit today, and honestly, you can't even tell it, probably.
No, I can't tell.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. No. Like, I had a little bit around 1:30, 1:45.
No, you can't tell at all, no.
Yeah, no, you can't even... No, you can't. Can't even hear it.
No.
Like, you wouldn't have known if I wouldn't have said anything.
No. Uh-uh.
Nope. I normally don't get hot, like really high till the evening and the night, because the night's when I want to relax, because I don't want to get high during the day and then dad go, Joseph, I need help doing this with the tractor, blah blah blah. Ooh. Blah blah, and then me out there like a zombie trying to figure it out, messing with
you
the
PTO. Sound
like
you're in swamp, you know. Down in the sewer, you know, one of them deals, huh?
Yeah. Oh. I don't
yeah.
Squirt, I don't want to be that squirt. Way
yeah,
you
exactly.
know, so we don't, yeah, I don't
yeah, exactly.
But I mean, I do enjoy doing it. It's nice,
yeah.
And
I want to get into it. I really do. But
the nice thing about the weed, and this is where it would help you.
Then I'll head out.
The problems are still gonna be there. Like the things that make you worry, they're still gonna be there. They're naturally.
Yep.
But it's gonna be easier for you to just shut the door on those problems and say, fuck it, I don't want to deal with it right now. Fuck you problems, fuck you depression. I'm
yep, that's what I need. That's exactly what I need. Exactly. Man, that's where I'm at. Because, man, it's been, this year has been just, I told you a little bit, that's just the tip of the iceberg for me. But, yeah, it's been rough. So, I would, yeah, that would be one of the things I'd love to do. But, we'll see.
I mean, I'm going to
look into it when I get home.
If it's something you want to get into. Or,
yep, it is.
If you want. I won't do it. Like, I can do it. I know you said you got to leave soon, but I can do it
yeah.
and let you know what I find out. Are you in Deckerville more, or are you in Lapeer more? Because I can
That's the thing. I never know. It don't matter. I'll just, you know, wherever I am.
I'll do both. I'll look up for both, because sometimes
got
they
it down
have,
there.
Like, online stuff, so I can see what they have in store. That way, if they have something that I recommend that I think could be good and that I've had, I could just be like, hey, go get this. You know, it works pretty good.
That's all natural.
You could do that
do
if I told you what
crap.
To get in the place.
I know
and
that.
You could do
that. Yep, right. Yeah. Sure.
I'll talk to you about it or whatever, too.
Yeah,
yeah,
talk
I'll,
to me
I'll,
about it. Because, man, you don't need to keep living your life like that. It's unnecessary stress, man.
It ain't
that.
No fun.
Something's got to give.
I agree.
Life's too short, man. Like, that's the
you ain't
that's
kidding.
Sad reality. Life's too short.
You ain't kidding, man. It's been rough. So, but yeah, we're going to go through the mail.
I'm
going
to let you get out of here. My dad just got home, or mom, or somebody.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go say hey to them. But I did want to come up and
that was good.
Say hey
that was
to
fun.
You and see what was going on. So, if y'all are ever up here, chat me. I'll come up and join y'all. Like I said, I just never know where to find y'all.
I never know. Well, we got the races at Monday night still. You know,
okay. I didn't
Preston,
know.
Preston's got a series now. But anyway,
Oh, boy.
Maybe he wants to explain himself, but I'm going to get out of here and let him do the explaining.
Yeah, well, I'm going to get out of here, too, y'all.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea. Okay. Yeah, exactly, okay.
But I'll catch y'all later.
I'll catch you later.
Hey, y'all have a good one.
Yes, yes.